Team-building activities for work used to have a bad reputation. Many of us remember those awkward icebreakers or forced fun activities that felt more like torture than team bonding. But here's the thing, when done right, team-building activities for work actually matter. They're not just about making people play silly games, they're about building real connections that make work better for everyone. Whether your team works from home, comes into an office, or does a mix of both, you probably noticed how easy it is for people to stay in their own bubbles. We message instead of talking, we stick to our departments, and before you know it, you're working with people you barely know. That's exactly why team-building activities for work have become so important, they give people a reason to actually connect. Why team-building activities for work matter? Think about the last time you really talked to someone from a different department. Not just a quick email, but an actual conversation where you learned something about them as a person. If you're drawing a blank, you're not alone. That's what makes team-building activities for work so valuable, they create those moments that don't happen naturally anymore. When people actually know each other, work gets easier. You're more likely to pick up the phone instead of sending another confusing email. You give colleagues the benefit of the doubt when something goes wrong. All of this comes from the trust and familiarity that team-building activities for work help create. Companies that regularly invest in team-building activities for work see real results, people stick around longer, teams work together more smoothly, and new ideas actually get shared. When you calculate the cost of replacing employees or the time wasted on miscommunication, those team-building activities for work start looking like a smart investment. Types of team-building activities for work. 1. Indoor team-building activities for work. Indoor activities are great because you don't have to worry about the weather. Escape rooms have become hugely popular for a reason, they're actually fun, and they force your team to work together under pressure. These are team activities for work that reveal how people really operate when the clock's ticking. Office trivia is another winner for team-building activities for work. Make it about your company history, your industry, or just random fun facts. The competitive element gets people engaged, and you'd be surprised how much laughing happens. Want something more creative? Try cooking classes or painting workshops. These team-building activities for work let people show different sides of themselves. Your quiet analyst might turn out to be an amazing chef. 2. Outdoor team-building activities for work. Getting outside changes everything. There's something about fresh air that makes people relax and open up more. Scavenger hunts are perfect team-building activities for work because they get people moving, laughing, and working together to solve clues. Sports tournaments work well if your team is into that, volleyball, soccer, relay races, whatever fits your group. The key is keeping it light and fun, not ultra-competitive. You want people to bond over shared effort. Community service projects hit differently than other team-building activities for work. When your team volunteers together, whether it's a food bank or beach cleanup, you're bonding over something meaningful. People remember those experiences. 3. Virtual team-building activities for work. Remote work changed the game with team building. You can't just grab lunch together anymore. That's where virtual team building activities for work come in, and they've gotten way better than those awkward Zoom happy hours from 2020. Online games like Jackbox or Among Us are legitimately fun. These team building games for work get people laughing and interacting naturally. Virtual escape rooms have also stepped up their game. Good ones require real collaboration to solve. Random virtual coffee breaks work surprisingly well. Pair up people who don't normally work together for 15-minute chats. No agenda, just two humans talking. It recreates those random office conversations that remote workers miss. Online workshops can work too, but pick topics people actually care about. Maybe it's a cooking class or a photography tutorial. The learning aspect gives structure, but the real value is the shared experience. Quick team building activities for work. 1. 5-minute activities. Not everything needs to be a big production. Sometimes, the best team building activities for work are the ones you can squeeze in before a meeting starts. Two Truths and a Lie is a classic. It's quick, fun, and you always learn something surprising about your coworkers. Quick brainstorming sessions work well, too. Throw out a random topic and see what ideas people come up with. It gets creative juices flowing and shows that good thinking can happen anywhere. 2 15-minute activities. Got a bit more time? Try a photo sharing round where everyone shows one meaningful picture from their life and explains why it matters. You'll learn more about your teammates in those 15 minutes than you would in weeks of regular work. Gratitude circles might sound cheesy, but they actually work. Have everyone quickly share one thing they appreciate about a colleague. These small moments of recognition are easy team-building activities for work that pack a real punch. Creative team-building activities for work. Want to shake things up? Get creative with your team-building. Innovation workshops where teams compete to solve real business problems can be surprisingly engaging. You're not just playing games, you're actually working on stuff that matters to your company. Plus, you might discover hidden talents on your team. Improv comedy classes are unexpectedly powerful for team-building activities for work. Yeah, it feels weird at first, but improv teaches you to support your teammates, build on their ideas, and let go of being perfect. Those lessons translate directly to better collaboration at work. Art projects, like painting a mural together or building something, get people working with their hands instead of just their brains. These corporate games for team building work differently because there's no right answer. Teams have to negotiate, compromise, and create something together. Team building activities for work by team size. 1. Small teams, 5 to 15 people. With smaller teams, you can get more personal. Lunch and learns, where someone shares their expertise, work really well. People love sharing what they know, and these casual sessions double as great team building activities for work. Cooking challenges are perfect for small groups. Everyone contributes to making a meal together, then you all sit down and eat what you made, which naturally leads to conversation and bonding. 2 medium teams, 15 to 50 people. When you have a mid-sized team, you need activities that keep everyone engaged. Departmental Olympics with different stations work well, some physical challenges, some mental, some creative. Teams rotate through, and everyone finds something they're good at. Themed events make team building activities for work more memorable. Maybe it's an 80s party, a murder mystery dinner, or a cultural potluck. The theme gives structure and makes it feel like an event, not just another mandatory work thing. 3 Large teams, 50 plus people. Big teams need different approaches. Company-wide scavenger hunts using apps can coordinate lots of people while keeping them in smaller working groups. The tech handles the logistics, and you get the benefits of both large-scale participation and small group bonding. Charity events work beautifully for large teams. Whether you're raising money for a cause or volunteering together, everyone's working towards something bigger than themselves. These team-building activities for work show what your company stands for while bringing people together across all departments. Making team-building stick with the right tools. How EMP Cloud supports your team building efforts. Here's something most people don't think about: team building activities for work are great, but what happens after? How do you keep that momentum going? That's where having the right systems in place makes all the difference. This is where EMP Cloud comes into the picture. It's a complete workforce management suite that helps your team building efforts actually pay off long term. With EMP Cloud's Rewards and Recognition module, you can immediately acknowledge people who contributed during team-building activities. The system uses AI to track performance, so you're recognizing people based on real data. This instant recognition reinforces the behaviors you want to see more of. The project management tools help turn team-building lessons into everyday practice. Teams learn to collaborate better during activities, and EMP clouds, Gantt charts and Kanban boards let them use those improved skills on real projects. It's the bridge between this was fun and this is how we work now. For remote and hybrid teams, EMP Cloud's HRMS features handle all the logistics of scheduling team building activities for work. The platform manages attendance, tracks participation, and keeps records of who's been involved in what activities. Everything stays organized and accessible. EMP Cloud's monitoring capabilities show you which teams might need more attention. Maybe one department's collaboration scores are dropping, or a remote team isn't engaging as much. The data tells you where to focus your efforts instead of guessing. Measuring the success of team building activities for work. You can't just do team building activities for work and hope they're working. You need to actually measure the impact. The easiest way? Ask people. Send out quick surveys before and after activities, asking about team communication, trust levels, and collaboration. Compare the results to see if you're moving the needle. But surveys only tell part of the story. Pay attention to what's happening day to day. Are people from different departments actually talking more? Are meetings running smoother? These real-world observations matter just as much as survey data. For the long game, track things like project completion rates, employee retention, and productivity metrics over time. Platforms like EMP Cloud make this easy by showing you trends before and after you start regular team building activities for work. When you can show that turnover dropped after implementing quarterly team building, budget approvals get easier. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't force people to participate in team building activities for work. The fastest way to make people hate team building is to make it mandatory with no flexibility. Offer incentives. Make it appealing, but let people opt out if they really need to. Stop with the one-size-fits-all approach. Your quiet developer probably isn't thrilled about loud group karaoke. Think about who's on your team and what they'd actually enjoy. Mix it up so different personality types all get activities that work for them. One-off events don't create lasting change. If you do one team building day per year, people will forget about it within 2 weeks. Make team building activities for work a regular part of your culture, not a special occasion. Don't skip the follow-up. After any team building activity, debrief with your team. What did they learn? How can they apply it to their actual work? Without this step, even the best activities are just expensive fun days. Conclusion. Team building activities for work aren't just corporate fluff, when done right, they genuinely make work better. They help people connect as humans, not just job titles. They build the trust and communication that make everything else run more smoothly. Whether you're doing quick 5-minute check-ins or planning full-day retreats, what matters is being consistent and authentic about it. Pick activities that actually fit your team's personality and your company culture. Start small if you need to, but start somewhere. Your team will thank you for it. FAQs. Q1, what are the best team building activities for remote teams? ANS, virtual escape rooms are surprisingly fun, and online trivia nights work great too. Random coffee break pairings are simple but effective, just 15 minutes for two people to chat about whatever. The key is choosing activities where people actually interact, not just passively watch. Q2. How often should we conduct team building activities for work? ANS, it depends on your team and resources, but monthly small activities plus quarterly bigger events are a good rhythm. The important thing is consistency, regular team building beats one big annual event every time. Q3, what's the ROI of team building activities? ANS, you'll see people staying at your company longer, teams working together better, and more ideas being shared. The specific numbers depend on how well you implement things, but the investment usually pays for itself through lower turnover and better productivity. Q4, can team building activities improve productivity? ANS, absolutely. When your team communicates better and trusts each other, they waste less time on misunderstandings and conflicts. Projects move faster when people aren't afraid to ask for help or share ideas. It's not magic, it's just people working better together.